when do you start?
What's happened here, sir, is you brought a knife to a gunfight. That simply won't do.
When's a comedy start?
If I had £40 for every time someone shouted that out, I'd be a wealthy man. Oh, wait, I do, and I am.
Too easy.
Any other questions, queries, heckles? What, sorry?
Keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
I mean,
listen, I would normally take that because it's a pretty funny line, but from a guy with a top knot, it's no use taking out the top knot now. There was a top knot, and we both fucking know there was. Having some sort of identity crisis? What's going on? Hello?
How are you doing?
I'm all right, yeah. Do you like the top, but they didn't have it in your size? So you thought, hello. No, I just wear one that's clearly too tight, not to worry. Oh, hang on. If you look just above them, she's got a face. Christ, it's like a dead heat in a Zeppelin race. What? What's your name, madam?
Marianna.
Marianna. And what do you do, Marianna?
I go to uni.
You go to uni. What are you studying?
Interior architecture.
Interior architecture. Oh, right. Throw cushions. I'll put not the brightest. Brackets, that won't matter. What? I don't think she's even aware you can pay for drinks. What? Who are you here with? Who's this? Your family? Oh, seven of them? Okay, hello, seven of the family. Oh, Christ, it's like being Jeremy Kyle. What's going on here? There's a lot happening. Who's in charge? Who's... You're in charge. Okay. That feels... That might be what the problem is. Did you raise your hand?
I'm scared.
You're scared? Why are you... What, of how I'm making you feel? What are you scared of? What's... Go on, you got a question? I'll ask anything. Go on.
So I think you would just make me look like stupid.
Why would... I won't make you look stupid. If anything, I'll let you do that. I think we're already halfway there. Go on, ask me anything. I promise I'll be nice. No. You know we're not in a relationship. So you can't play the, well, if you don't know, I'm not saying. I've got a level with you. I've been seeing other audiences. Go on, ask it. Can't now. Okay. I've no idea.
I'll just sit down.
What do you mean you'll just sit down? You are sitting down. You've been sat down throughout this interaction. I don't know what she was going to ask. You're an artist. What kind of art do you do? Oh, don't say interior design. I'll fuck it up. For what kind of art? Not interior design. Have you been in a conversation before? It feels... And blood from a fucking stone. Do you want a lawyer present for the rest of this? No idea what's going on. We'll build up to the question. Okay, we'll have the question later. No fucking idea. You're now just saying hard work. Yes! You are! Christ!
He needs to buy you shoes.
He needs to buy you shoes. How bad do we all feel for the guy that girl's with? Who sat there thinking, is he working with a small penis? Maybe you've just got an enormous vagina. We don't know. There's a lid for every pot. Maybe you just whispered he's got to buy you shoes and it picked up an echo from the... I don't know her. She might have a bucket fanny. That's what I'm saying. The artist just really made me giggle. She just turned to her friend and went, bucket fanny. Well, sorry? I'm sorry, I hate to bring back any trauma from... Yes. Yeah, sure.
Your laugh, which is amazing, and everyone here loves to hear it. Do you play on it? Like, when you're doing your comedy skit and you just kind of suddenly go, sunny laugh, do you actually put it on?
Am I being interviewed now? Because, like... Most people, when they ask a question, you know, they can, you know, you're not used to speaking in public, but you've kind of, you've gone straight in like a fucking radio DJ. my laugh is, but people ask, is it real? Like, is your laugh real? But it's like, it's an in laugh, not an out. So most people laugh on an out, right? It's like a ha-ha, and I laugh on a ha-ha-ha-ha. It sounds like a woman almost, but failing, reaching orgasm. I know that sound. But yeah, I think I'm more comfortable now. So early on, I didn't do it in my career, just because I was a bit more uptight. And that's how I laugh at home. But now I feel like that. What's your name?
Judith.
What do you do? Judith? What year is it? What? Am I the guy from Quantum Leap? Is it? What do you do, Judith? You're a housewife. I'll be honest with you, being a housewife, nothing the matter with that, fantastic. I think some kind of broadcasting would be the thing. What a great fucking voice, and hardly lacking in confidence.
What is it with the bottle of sparkling water?
What do you mean, what is it with it? The one that you can see there? What do you want? It's carbonated. Which one do I prefer? Well, it's a very interesting question. This is what I'm used to dealing with. Not you with full sentences. I'm used to dealing with fucking carbonated water boy. Which water you like? We're not on an exchange trip with a French kid. I don't think you could have found a more boring question than that. What water you like best? I've got options, mate. What's your name? There must be something with you. What's your name? What's your name?
Lewis.
Lewis. All right. And what do you do, Lewis?
I'm at uni.
You're at uni? Of course you are. And what are you studying?
Sports science.
Sports science? Fucking hell. Well, interior architecture now looks like the fucking brains of Britain. Sports science, so he's just done the... He's gone, rehydrate. Tick, that's your coursework done, isn't it? And what do you want to do with a sports science degree? Do you want to be a PE teacher? Because you're in luck if you do, because that's what's going to fucking happen. Go on, what do you want to do?
I want to work with athletes.
You want to work with athletes? Okay. I think she's got more chance than you. What you need is a crop top. I don't know, what are you planning on doing with athletes?
Helping them perform better.
Helping them perform better. Well, there might be money in that, but I'm certain there's money in getting pregnant by one. Her reaction to that was priceless. She's just going, how does he know? Oh, we haven't had your question yet. What was your question going to be?
I'm not badly dressed.
You're not badly dressed? No. I mean, yeah, other people like Star Trek too, but they don't fucking... Are you showing the full...
invitation.
Hello, how are you? You see, I was worried you might be a little drunk, but now. Have you date raped yourself? Actually, it's kind of it's a cool outfit, but it's not for me. If I turned up wearing that, people would think I'd get sectioned if I fucking wore that. Do I ever wear casual clothes? Yeah, sure. What for? It's fucking livid, huh? You can't sleep in that. I don't need to sleep. Look at this guy, beautifully dressed. Great. Where are your shoulders? Just feels like your neck hasn't finished. It's just blurred in. No, I'm loving it. Yes. Let's slow this down. What, sorry?
Two men identifying as females get into my car.
Two men identifying as females get into your car. Well, that's okay. Now,
he's an Uber driver.
He's an Uber driver. I believe that was something close to Eddie Murphy's story as well, right? I mean, listen, you like what you like. The heart wants what the heart wants. It's no. The answer is no, it's not gay what you did. I could tell he was going to take ages to get there. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. You sucked a cock, you felt better about yourself. What's wrong?
You want me to do comedy?
Fucking, I like it. I only work like 4 hours a day. It's a piece of piss. Sorry, I feel I've been terribly rude. What's your name, Adam?
Becky.
Becky, what'd you do, Becky?
Painter and decorator.
Painter and decorator? You could have given me a million fucking guesses. Do you know what? I wouldn't say painter and decorator, though, Becky. When people ask, I mean, it's a fine thing to do with your life, painting and decorating, but I would say interior architecture. You obviously, you don't need a degree to do it. Taking a degree in painting and decorating would be fucking lunacy. Crazy. What about you, my friend? What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan. What do you do, Jordan?
A gas engineer.
A gas engineer. Oh. It's a shame because you've got a lot of neck tattoo, and I was hoping you would say gynecologist, because it'd be a fucking amazing thing if you were. You came to a meeting at a gynecologist's office and this guy fucking showed up and went, "All right, love, let's have a look at it." I'm a keen amateur, don't have the qualifications. Yes. What, sorry? Yes. Hang on, I can't hear you. I'll come down so I can hear you. Otherwise, it's too much of a shout. I'll be back. Come on, you clap me. Any conversation that starts, you know I'm... go on, you can't get a girlfriend. Right. But you don't, no. All you want to do is get a shag. What, I mean, okay, I'm not going to fuck you. I'm flattered. Don't they have in Amsterdam, they have, if you have any physical disability, in Amsterdam, I believe, you can go and see sex workers that specialize in fucking you. I mean, they all specialize in fucking you. That's very much the nature of sex work, but, yeah.
What, they specialize in fucking mongers, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, we should fucking investigate. I mean, I don't think it's a conversation for now. But there are definitely people that do that. Fucking yeah. Hi, Jimmy. Can you wish Megan and James happy travels? Came all the way from New Zealand to finish up in Australia. What? That's one hell of a detour. See you tonight. Came all the way from Australia to finish up in Australia. I don't know where the fuck they're going. Where are James, Megan, they'll know. Hi. Are you on the way to Australia? Have you just been to New Zealand? You're from New Zealand. Well, it's very nice to have you here. I got in trouble when I was last in New Zealand over a joke, which I thought was fine, right? I'll tell you the joke. Okay, so of course I'm gonna tell the fucking joke. One of my best mates is from New Zealand. He's a guy I went to university with, and we were, you know, chatting. We caught up when I was last there, asked him how many sexual partners he'd had in his life, and he started to count, and he fell asleep. Yeah, it's a sheep shagging joke, but it's a fucking good one. So the joke I got in trouble for, I was in Napier, destroyed by an earthquake, rebuilt, beautiful town. I was in Christchurch, destroyed by an earthquake, rebuilt, beautiful town. I was in Dunedin. I said, I'll tell you what this town needs. Turns out, very shaky ground. Nice to have you here. What else we got? Hi, Jimmy. I just rode non-stop from John O'Groats to Land's End on my motorcycle without using motorways for the air ambulance. Any chance of a shout-out? Where are you? Where's the guy?
I'm here.
Hi. You did the Land's End on the bike?
Yeah.
Sorry, when you say for the air ambulance, were you trying... were you trying to drum up business for them? Fucking ride this thing for 12 hours straight. Well, that's fucking tremendous. How much did you raise? $2,500. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. It's a great charity. But we could have got that guy fucking laid for less. Fucking, we need to air ambulance him towards some hoes.
Hello, my name's Jimmy Carr, and I've got a brand new tour called Laughs Funny. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's two shows every night. One at 7, one at 9:30. Not to put too fine a point on it, I had a bit of a run-in with the tax man. So it's one for me, one for them. Come to the second show, there'll be more heckling.